Well, Dean, obviously it's only half time, but you won the game.
Yeah, I said the tie wouldn't be over today. Very difficult to do that, but we've taken an advantage to the Hawthorns on Tuesday. We won the match, which is what I wanted us to do. And I thought deservedly so. They were hard to break down. They came with a game plan to sit behind the ball and capitalise on a mistake, which gave them something to hold on to. And in all honesty, we didn't play that well in the first half on the ball. We never opened them up enough. I thought we got too straight in our lines and didn't feel we kept the width enough and made it very difficult to go and create anything. You know, we spoke about keeping the width in the second half. I thought it was more of a threat. I thought the supporters got right up for it as well in the second half. And, you know, Connors ended up getting a really good strike. So we had loads of possession. Probably not as many clear-cut chances, but you have to give West Brom credit with the way they defended.
Yeah, I mean, patience maybe was the key today because they made it very, very hard for you to get through.
They certainly did. I mean, you know, when you've got players taking the ball to the corner flag at the end of the first half, you know what they've come to do. You know, there could have been 8 minutes first half and 10 minutes second half put up at the end. You know, but that was a tactic for them, and you know, it was paying dividends because they capitalised on a mistake, as I said. You know, we weren't quite cute enough with the ball in the final third, but you know, I think we got the result that we deserved in the end.
It's going to be a very different proposition at the Hawthorns, isn't it?
I don't believe their supporters will accept them sitting behind the ball like that at the Hawthorns, no. So I'd expect them to be a little bit more open, and you know, there's different ways you can go and approach the game, but my approach is to try and win the game. If we go and win the game, then we're through.
Much a factor or not, do you think it'll be them losing Dwight Gale?
I think it'll be a factor because he's a good player. You know, at this level, I've said before, when he plays down the middle, he could go and score 25, 30 goals, as he did with Newcastle a couple of years ago. He's a threat when you've got the ball as well, because he's such an outlet for that with his pace and trickery. So it'll be a loss, but as I've said before, they've got a strong squad, so I'm sure they can deal with that loss.